The latest from podnews.net. Libsyn has released its quarter one earnings report. Libsyn's podcast revenue increased by 16% to $3.3 million. And including Pear Networks, the company got $6.28 million in revenue. That's up 24% year on year. Libsyn now hosts 62,000 shows and 4.9 million media files. It claims it's responsible for around 35% of the Apple Podcasts top 200 and delivered over 5.1 billion downloads in 2018. Dominic Milano has joined audio advertising platform TargetSpot as Vice President of Business Development in North America. Dominic was formerly a senior leader at Triton Digital. The iHeartRadio app now offers over 250,000 podcasts, the company has said. One of them is us. By comparison, Apple Podcasts has over 700,000 podcasts.
This is the BBC.
The BBC has switched its domestic news bulletin on smart speakers, which was mainly a version of the Pacey News Bulletin on BBC Radio 5 Live, to one being produced especially for smart speakers. If you don't like it, you'll find an update from LBC on your smart speaker as well. Podcast host Simplecast spent a week off-site recently and posted their insights from it. You'll find a link to that from our episode notes and our newsletter today. Pandora has a new native Mac app, but it comes without podcasts. Eric Dean, the CEO of Stitcher, was interviewed on Yahoo Finance recently, talking about podcasting after Game of Thrones. This week on Luminary, the co-creator of Slow Burn releases a new podcast, Fiasco, which dives deep into the untold stories of the 2000 Gore versus Bush recount in a 10-episode narrative series. Podcast Day from Radio Days Europe in London this June is coming. We asked if we could extend our discount code, and apparently we can until Friday. Here's the code for you. You'll save around €100 on the ticket price. The code is PNewsDay1. That's PNEWSDAY number one. Big letters, please, when getting your ticket. And you'll save about €100 on the ticket price, and you can support us with the money you saved. And finally, the number of babies called Alexa has halved in 4 years. Wonder why.
Sorry, I don't know that.
And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.